This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of The Usual Suspects as Nick is jamming us on through. Want to mention to you guys a big 2018 thing that we are doing here on The Usual Suspects, and we want you involved if you so desire. We want to do something for the new year that made a difference in your lives because you make a difference in ours, and we created this ESPN Weight Loss Challenge, and it's really taken shape, and it seems like it's gaining steam every single day. So we want to make sure we mention it to you. It's brought to you by C-Force Water as well as ESPN. And we're challenging you to lose some weight and get in shape in the process. So if you want to be a part of the challenge, all you have to do to register is go to one of the official weigh-in locations, which is, Barry can cover them for you. We've just added two in Beaumont, which is great.
Yeah.
But we have so many places where you can register. And all you got to do is just register, and it's simple information so we know how to contact you and what your initial weight is to start the program. And then the fun begins, because we know what a pain in the ass it can be to try and lose weight between the gym and the dieting and everything in between. And we're trying to kind of make it as convenient as possible and fun so that it's not a job or work. It's actually you're seeing results, and while you're not really realizing it because you're just participating in the program at the end of the day. So we've tossed in incentives. There's going to be some prizes. We got some great prizes, a fantasy sports ticker from ticker.com, which we said would be great in a man cave. A healthy home makeover from Houston Family Nutrition and our man Mo, and much more. Everyone who enters the challenge gets three free meals from Healthy Gourmet just to get you started. And these meals, like we said, not only are they portion controlled, but they are good for you. So it's fantastic. So if you want all the details and the weigh-in locations, we'll give them to you. And you can always check back to ESPN975.com.
Yeah, you can go to 900 Lovett Houston Family Nutrition and weigh in with Mo and his crew out there. That's 900 Lovett. Also, if you're in Beaumont and you're participating, don't worry. You don't have to drive all the way to Houston to weigh in. We've got two locations in Beaumont for you to weigh in. They're both at World Gym. The Oaks Shopping Center, which is 229 Dallin Road, number 5. And then World's Gym North Dallin by Madison's, 3970 Dallin Road. So two of the World Gyms on Dallin Road, you can weigh in at both of those locations if you're in Beaumont. And I know Eric Resendez was asking, he's in Beaumont, and do we have a Saturday? Well, yeah, so pop in there, Eric. There you go.
Yeah.
Pop into the World Gym on Dallin and weigh in. Somebody texted the show. Based on our conversation in the last segment, I said, hey, Barry, you called ERA ear in your article. I'm just saying. Damn it, Fred. I need you to step your editorial game up. Because, yeah, I was telling you, I type fast. I don't know if it's 90 words a minute, 60, 70, whatever. But I type really fast. And every once in a while, I'm going to spell ERA ear if I'm just blazing through an article at 4 in the morning. That's going to happen. But I think I know the difference between the ERA and the ear.
Yeah, feel free to be accurate if you're going to be a correct-all. That's, again, just like on Twitter and everything else. Be right if you're going to correct.
Well, he's right.
I
looked because I couldn't find it at first.
Yeah.
And I did put, don't get me wrong, a 386 ear is pretty damn good. Which, hey, if you have an ear that
you found it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the one, though. But, yeah, that's my bad. Whatever. I screwed it up. I'm a disaster as a writer.
Happens.
Yeah, you know? I'm a disaster.
The length of the article, you weren't kidding.
Bro, it's long.
When I saw the Guinness book that you just wrote.
Packed of info, though.
I'm surprised you made it by 4.
I know. There's what I tried to do, though, was link you to different things. Like when I talked about Keuchel mentioning that he would be happy to stick around with the Astros, I linked you to the entire article where he was interviewed during the World Series talking about that. So you can read up on that if you hadn't heard anything about that. I linked you to Arrieta's contract and what Spot Track is saying he's going to get. 5 years, $130 million, or 26 a year is what they're saying his market value is. So I'm linking you to all these things so you can go out and see for yourself.
And let me just write so I can social media tweet you right now. It's not Areola, it's Arrieta.
Yes.
I just want to make sure you know that.
Actually, Jake Arrieta is my favorite pitcher of all time.
He can be kind of a boob, but at the end of the day, he ain't bad.
That's pretty good. I admire you for that.
Yeah. So we got that going for us, which is nice. So the weight loss challenge, I think, is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun deal. Like you and I said, we're gonna get everybody out to Memorial Park at some point, where it's a 3-mile circle. So if you want to just do the loop and walk, everybody, yep, you find a couple people to hang out with that are listeners, and it's a great way for the suspects to kind of put names and faces and social media together, and everybody hang out and have a good time, and at the same time do something good for yourself.
Speaking of that, yeah, go to Facebook, type in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Uh-huh. And you will find a Facebook group.
That's pretty awesome.
And you can join that Facebook group. And Chris Householder is the one that started the group. And people are already posting what they're eating for dinner. Tina Harris is talking about her. She's had the Texas chili from Healthy Gourmet, which I had last night. Oh, it was pretty damn good. Not going to lie. I added a little brown rice to it just to give me some kick, some carbs. It was good. It was really good. I had two of the different Texas chilies last night. Really good. But yeah, you can join that Facebook group, and I'll probably get there and talk some crap and make fun of people. And I mean, I'm not going to be in there every day.
Yeah, way to bomb out somebody's dreams of.
No, I'm not going to call anybody like fat or anything. We're all in the same boat here. But it's going to be fun. Join the group. Go on Facebook. The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. I'm in there. Joel, are you going to join?
I just got in.
You did? Awesome. Yeah. Nick's going to join.
Sure.
About the Facebook deal?
No. By the way, Nick. You jerk.
What?
You a-hole.
Again?
What? Yeah. You what? Disgust me.
What? Do this time.
I hate you. I just want you to know that. I'm on my way to work thinking about, am I going to get a salad or am I going to get a turkey sandwich? And what does a-hole Nick text us?
Yeah, we got that text today.
Hey, guys, I'm feeling fried chicken today. Do y'all want to get some fried chicken? No, some of us are fat. We can't have fried chicken, all right?
No, or some of us are disciplined, and it doesn't help when you're not dragging burgers and fries under our nostrils when you're in front of us. By the way, I'm running a little late, but I'm going to stop and get some chicken fingers. You guys want some? Yeah. You already know the answer.
Yeah. By the way, and not to mention that it was Raising Cane's, which is like crack for me.
Yeah.
If you can't just bring me a three-peat, I got to get the Caniac with an extra toast and an extra finger. Yeah.
You've always been a fan of that extra finger. I'm rolling. So why stop now?
You are rolling.
We're going to skip out for a quick break, come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We'll be responsive if it's worthwhile, and we'll continue to roll on in just mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back as we continue to roll on. You've reached the Usual Suspects, and if you're just tuning in, where the hell have you been? News of the day as we continue to try to keep you guys updated as we continue to have fun around here. Texans have a new GM, and it's really kind of an old face in a new place, if I may. But Brian Gain, who was a one-time Texans front office employee, went over to the Buffalo Bills. Now he's back, so that deal is done. And evidently he has a good working relationship with Billy O, because we know that's important. So the Texans have their man, as they have plenty of hole to fill, but they have the person that they were looking for, the person of interest, so to speak, wrapped up.
Yeah, he was with the Texans under Smith, I believe. And then he went out to Buffalo and became their vice president of player personnel. But now he's back again because one of the big reasons is the fact that he does have a good working relationship with Bill O'Brien, and they get along. And now the talk is, oh, well, now maybe O'Brien's discussing an extension, is that posturing? Is that fact? Is what's going on there?
Yeah, again, and we may not even know after the dust settles and everything clears too. But the thing is, there's a lot of people that are out there that are saying, did the Texans really get a new, fresh approach to the general manager position? Or was he the guy that was under Rick's umbrella that will continue to be like Rick, doing it Rick's way? But then there's the other rumor that was he fired? Did he leave? There's a lot of innuendo out there on this deal. And because they didn't go out of house to bring someone in to get that clean, fresh start, obviously these questions are going to arise.
Yeah, but I'm sure that him being under Smith was considered and probably from the front office perspective was a benefit to this team because he comes in knowing the organization. Sure. He has a familiarity with how his bosses expect things, how Cal and Bob and Rick Smith is going to all expect that he perform his job and do the things he's supposed to do. But he probably, you know, it's like anything. It's like any office environment, right? You and I may not get along, but if you get along with Nick or if I get along with, you know, somebody, John or whatever, then it's one of those things where those relationships, one doesn't necessarily affect the other. If you and I get along and, you know, you and Dell don't and Dell and I do.
The dynamics.
Correct. Yeah. So it may be the case that that Gain and O'Brien did get along well and it was fine even though Gain was under Rick Smith at one point or in that on that side of the house, so to speak. So I think that this is probably going to be beneficial for the O'Brien camp because he was 1/4 of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was he outvoted? It's possible. But then you're starting to see the rumors of a talk of a contract extension. So he wouldn't be having that, or that wouldn't be the case, I don't think, if he was that upset with the hire.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting because we all know there's work to be done. And the outside world can kick around everything that they want to kick around, but the most important thing is the inside world stays focused on what they need to do, and that starts with the offensive line, the draft, and everything that they can do to improve this team. So we'll see how that continues on and gets the process, I guess, officially started now, because that was the opening that they had to fill. So with that being said, other news of the day, the Rockets beat the Blazers last night. Pretty uneventful, I guess, but I guess it was more the sideshow than the actual end result, albeit fragrant fouls. Rockets beat the Blazers. Lillard came back. Gordon, which we've said has done a fantastic job when Harden is out, stepping up and trying to do more, did more again, as it was a two-man wrecking crew between him and Chris Paul. They took care of business. Never really in doubt. But did what they had to do against a team that had beaten Oklahoma City the night before and is playing some pretty good basketball. So I would say it's a solid win.
Yeah. I mean, they're, what, fifth in the West?
Yep.
So, yeah, with a team like the Rockets that have been scuffling a little bit. And then if you know, the good news from last night is not just the fact that they were able to beat the Trailblazers. You got some help from the Clippers as well.
Yeah, they beat the Warriors.
You gained a game on the Warriors last night. So.
How about an ex-teammate helping him out?
Yeah,
Lou Williams, 50 in the game, 27 in a quarter. And you know what that gets you, Lou? A ticket out of Los Angeles yet again. Because you got to believe with the Clippers and the way they're playing, they will try and trade him to try and get more picks and assets.
You think so?
I really do. Yeah, I think there's going to be so many teams that want him.
He's such a type of player that you trade, that you use for value. No question.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I think they're shopping. They will shop him even more. And now there's a Lou for All-Star.
Oh, really?
Going out there. Now, look, he's having a hell of a year. And what's crazy is, because everybody knows he's a scoring machine, and he was up for Sixth Man of the Year, which Eric Gordon got last year. He's been up before. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at his stats, he's having the best year of his career overall. From a scoring perspective, from a shooting perspective, from a three-point shooting perspective, it's crazy what kind of year he's having. It's just unfortunate he's having it for a team that is so off the radar right now. And because they play on the West Coast and a lot of Central and Eastern Coast times, you don't even get to see him, let alone really realize what kind of year he's having. But there's teams out there that are saying, if I had a Lou Williams, I could be this much better and that could be that big of a deal. Come playoff time, like the Rockets did last year when they got him from the Lakers.
I was just sitting there thinking, how hilarious would it be if the Rockets went out
and got him again?
Again down the straight? What's his contract look like, though? I'm sure he had to sign. What is his?
I think he only has like 1 year left. But here's the thing. He didn't leave on friendly terms, so to speak. He wasn't pleased. He was kind of liking it here. And when the Rockets dumped him in a trade at the end of the year.
All three of them. Lou, Beverly,
Montrezl. Well, we know Beverly was upset.
Montrezl
Harrell.
But
if you remember, Lou actually tweeted out, hey, it's been fun, Houston. Let's just pretend it never happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think when he left, he wasn't exactly sunshine and roses.
He has this year left on his deal, $7 million. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So, yeah, it might make sense that, you know, somebody makes a move for him down the stretch to make a playoff run. And, yeah, you're right. That I could see that for sure.
Now, let's get to the real story in the game last night,
I think with the Rockets, you've got a poor man's Lou Williams and Gerald Green. So
as of right now, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the real story last night comes from the fact that some people were talking to me at Starbucks today saying, hey, did you guys, were you close enough? One of our interns said it to me when I got here. Were you close enough or did you see on TV when Lillard was shouting things at James Harden? I was like, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did.
But the
see
one
it.
Thing that I saw that I wanted to ask Nick about, because he was at the game, was at the end of the game, Chris Paul was running out the clock and Lillard got up in his face and was saying some things to him. And all of a sudden, he took a hard swipe at the ball from Paul, and he walked off and stormed off kind of upset. Paul gave him kind of a couple of stink eyes before he did the interview with Bart Ennis on AT&T Sportsnet. I was like, did anybody else catch that? And Nick said, interestingly enough, you said no one even bothered to ask anybody about it after the game, so no, it didn't come up.
No, and I think what happened was, you know, after going back and looking at it, my take from it is Chris Paul is kind of a guy that knows that you shouldn't score in garbage time. But he was in a little bit of his own mode at that. So I think it was unintentional, but he should have known.
Well, the funny thing is, Barry came into the production meeting, and immediately he noticed what I noticed. And then we started looking on social media and otherwise ESPN, and now all of a sudden became the second most important story on the front page at ESPN that Lillard was upset that Chris Paul took a garbage layup before they ran the clock out.
I mean, he wasn't trying to get a stat. I mean, he was like four rebounds away from a triple-double. I mean, it's not trying to get a stat or something like that.
No, but why score that bucket? It's just disrespectful at that point.
It's the unwritten rule.
15 seconds left, and they're up by how many?
Yeah.
There's no way they're making it.
And I don't
just dribble it out. Because, he was totally wide open. It was a pass from the wing. I don't know, was it Ariza or somebody? Kicked it to Paul, just coming down the middle, wide open. I mean, there was nobody even in frame of the camera with Chris Paul as he's running down the middle of the lane. Just run it out. Just circle back around. That's all you got to do. If that were the Rockets, you would expect someone from the Rockets team to feel disrespected. And I would hope someone would go over there and say, hey, that's not cool. You don't do that. You would think a young guy would do that.
Right. And I think...
Exactly.
If that was... I don't know. Well, they don't have a ton of young guys on the
team.
Joe
Chi?
Yeah, maybe. Something like that. Or even like a Pat Beverly would do something like that just because he's...
Well, Pat would be doing it because he's Pat.
Yeah. But I'm saying if you had a young kid do that or maybe a guy that just... That's different, but that's Chris Paul.
Just remember, this was it's going to sound like for once, I guess it'll sound like I'm a homer and I'm defending Chris Paul only because that was such a... It was competitive at the end. He had to be in the game the whole time to make sure they got the win. Even though it was kind of an uneventful game, it was actually competitive from a scoring standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I just think he was in that competitive mode and he really genuinely didn't know.
Slow down, Ben. You're not a homer. Okay?
I don't think he intentionally tried to score because there was no incentive there. There was no triple-double incentive. There was no...
Well, he had a full head of steam.
He already had 35 points.
Yeah. Exactly, which is my point. Why not? If there's no incentive, just back the ball out and let the game in.
I think it was just
dribble
was
out the clock.
A mode, and he didn't know.
So if you didn't see it, you missed it. He's got a full head of steam. He's running up the court. The Rockets are trying to break the press. The game's essentially over anyway, but they're just trying to get it over half court. And what Barry was talking about is the ball gets passed to him while he's in full stride, fast speed, crossing mid-court, catches it and just continues to the basket, lays it in. Then when Portland tries to inbound, the Rockets steal the inbound. That's when they decide to run the clock out. And I think Lillard's point is, which is the unwritten rule in baseball kind of thing, too, that we go back and forth on.
So do you want to know what was said? Somebody asked Lillard about it. He said, this is Damian Lillard talking about the incident. I just asked him, I said, what did you get out of that? Lillard said to the reporter after the game. He said, y'all wasn't guarding, but we got back. There was two guys back. We got back. He was sprinting up the court for the layup. McCollum was chasing. CJ was chasing him. I just felt like in that situation, if you've got to do that to get the layup, what's the point of it? Lillard said the Blazers lost the game fair and square, but he was frustrated that Paul had broken an unwritten rule by going for the hoop in the closing seconds. And he just talked about sportsmanship. So, not happy. Not happy indeed.
I guess not.
And I can see that coming out of Lillard. Lillard's by the way, like a hip-hop artist doesn't really
he's no Cole Beasley, buddy.
You know, he's all positive vibes, Damian Lillard. So I can see that coming out of someone like Damian Lillard.
Sure. Yeah. He ain't D-lame, but he is a rapper.
D-lame?
He ain't lame, but he is D-lame. He does have a name because they try. He was it subliminally? They try to promote, even when they were pumping the Damian Lillard doll and all that, and the State Farm ads, they try to promote that he's a rapper, too.
Paul, to his credit, somebody did ask him about the incident. He shrugged it off and said, they were still trapping. That was his answer.
That's what I said. They were pressing. They were trapping.
No, but still, just circle back out and that's it. Ball game.
Easiest don't be way a jerk. You address this is if it was
don't
the shoe
be a jerk, Nick. If that was the Rockets,
I was going to say if they the did shoes that against, on the other foot,
you wouldn't be saying that.
People would probably
again,
be pissed
off. I don't agree with the action. I'm just saying, Chris.
You're just
Paul,
trying to give the reason.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm just saying Chris Paul was in this mode and he look. He's been in the league long enough. He knows you're not supposed to score in garbage time.
Right.
I mean, if it's anybody that knows that, it's Chris Paul. He's 33. Like, he should know.
If Cliff Paul did that, I could totally see that. Because Cliff Paul's a jerk.
Cliff's kind of shady. Just look at the mustache. If he had a goatee.
Never trust a guy in a sweater vest is a rule I live by.
And I completely believe that, and especially if you work for the Rockets. But the other thing is, if you had a goatee, never trust them either. Right? Because we've been going on this goatee talk. Guys with goatees are completely untrustable.
You know what? Go to break. Somebody said you're killing me today, and I'm not the funny one. And I hate you for that.
Hey, here's the other thing, by the way, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but here's another twist in the Clippers scenario part of this portion of this program. The Clippers let go of a guy that the Lakers made public they were going to sign, and then based on a TMZ report, they reneged on signing him, and now it's a lawsuit in the making. I'll tell you guys about that when we come back from the break. Pretty good stuff right there. All right, it's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's be careful out there, gang. Getting reports from our main man, Mike, out and about. And Nick, this is extremely pertinent for both you and me. But an 18-wheeler has gone off an overpass at 59 and University, completely backing up the highway.
Uh-oh.
That's like 5 minutes away, probably.
Brother, who are you talking about?
Oh,
that
really
is
close to you.
That is the homeland. Yep. Yeah, that's
What's your address?
I'm not
give it out.
Yeah, we're not going that far.
Actually, what I was going to say first was, that's like right by Joel's house, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's already out there.
You practically gave your Piss address on the air yesterday with that whole claim it thing.
Yeah,
make that mistake again.
You know,
I will not.
Yeah. So thank you, Michael, for doing that. Pick me, view me, get me, and now traffic me. Waze me. How about that?
Waze.
I'm telling you, Joel is on fire today.
Man, the coffee right before the show. Yeah, and I figured out the process. Get the coffee, not in the morning, first thing. Get the coffee on the way to the station. It works. I'm finally figuring this radio stuff out, man.
Pick me, get me, traffic me.
Traffic me, waze me. Text me while you're at it, because you got my number. So
let's take Jonathan's call.
Yeah, Jonathan, we lost our title of the shortest wait times, but we were on a different topic. But you want to get in here and talk some Viking Saints. What's up, man?
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate the time on your show, man. Me and my coworker have a little wager, kind of like some bragging rights, and he's going for Minnesota. I'm going for Drew Brees and the Saints. And I was just curious on y'all's thoughts on how that game would go, man. I actually really like y'all's show. I listen every day while I'm driving at work. So I appreciate the time, man. Y'all have a good one. I'll listen.
Hey, wait. Jonathan, you waited all that time.
Sir.
What do you drive for? Who do you drive for? What do you do?
I work for a Portican business. I work for BJ Portican over here in Highlands, Texas.
That's a crappy job.
Now, do you drive?
Hey, come on. I thought Barry would come up with a better joke than that one.
No, that was Joel. Hey, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. That was Joel. That was Joel whack joke.
Y'all sound alike sometimes.
Oh, see?
Well, I see. White people sound alike, huh, Jonathan?
Yeah, okay. It's got to be like that.
So you're out and about all day long, or what? Do you just, like, hit the office, or are you just driving 8 hours a day?
Well, basically, I do a lot of 12s. We do a lot of 12s, and but yeah, I'm driving. I'm mostly on the road when I'm not doing office work in the morning, handing routes out. I normally do all the plants around Mont Bellevue, 225, things like that, and so I'm normally working about 12s.
I just had to check because sometimes people will say they listen all day and they don't, but I don't feel like you're lying to
it's
us.
It's an office day today too, Barry.
Oh, no, I listen all day, yeah. Man. All right. I've been listening since Dave Tepper and Sean.
Oh, nice. Wow. Look at you.
Definitely an office day today, right, Jonathan? Because either your ringer's got to change because it's that whacked out old ringtone, or you're in the office and you need to get that other line.
No, it's my other business phone.
Okay.
And actually, since I'm talking to y'all, y'all more important right now.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the call, Jonathan. Thank you. So what do you
yes,
think?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was talking to some guys about this yesterday, and I really believe the way the Saints are playing right now and the fact that, look, I know Case Keenum is a great story, but I think because the Saints' defense has elevated their game to where they're better than respectable now. We know the Vikings' defense is great. Then you start weighing if you're comparing better offense. Man, hard for me to say. I know the receivers in Minnesota, but hard for me to say the Vikings offense is better than Drew Brees and what he's got going in New Orleans with the two-headed monster in the backfield. I may be wrong, but I think New Orleans has the edge here. I think New Orleans is going to beat Minnesota.
You know, I'm with you. If you look at these teams, they're pretty much flipped, right? Minnesota, stingiest defense mm-hmm. in the NFL, giving up just under 16 points a game. But a lot of people sleep on the fact that New Orleans is a top 10 defense when it comes to right. scoring. They're giving up just over 20. So that's a 5-point difference, obviously, from a defensive standpoint, but both top 10 teams defensively, right? Offensively, it's the opposite. Minnesota is 10th in the NFL in scoring, just under 24 a game, but that New Orleans offense at 28 points a game
yep.
Can put points up in a hurry on the board. So you look at them, number one offense versus number one defense versus number four offense. And flipped on their ends on the other side at 10. It's going to be, do you trust Drew Brees? To me, this comes down to, do you trust Drew Brees on the road or do you trust Case Keenum at home?
In a playoff game.
In a playoff game.
Because you've got to weigh experience in there.
Yep. Yep. And I tell you, at the end of the day, all things being equal, top 10 teams, you got to look at it and you just say, I feel like I trust Drew Brees way more.
And since we're on the topic.
And the fact that two-headed monster of Kamara
yes.
and Ingram and being able to run the ball, and even if you lose one, the other, you don't lose anything.
Or run out the clock. Ball yeah. control when you need to do it. Now, don't turn your head. Don't turn your head right now. All right? Since we just covered this, who do you think just chimed in as quick as they possibly could on the hotline?
Clarence.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? I heard you talk about my Saints. I got to get in here. Clarence, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Who dat, huh?
So you finally turned the corner, huh?
Clarence, it's the coffee. It's definitely the coffee. It's like a bathroom break. I had to turn the corner.
I mean, you had to. Yeah, you had to. Now, granted, if they do lose this Sunday, I know I'm going to hear it.
Oh.
I will call in and just sit there and take it.
Grab them ankles if they lose.
Oh, I might as well grab some ankles, grab the lube, and just sit there.
Hey, oh, wow. Okay. All right. It's just making it graphic.
Because I'm not only going to hear it from you two, but yeah. from other people.
Yep.
Especially from sour Cowboy fans, but I'm not even going there. But I'm glad you finally turned the corner. And Barry, I'm glad you're peeking around the corner and looking.
I've never been a hater on the Saints. I try to call it like I see it. Does it surprise you though, Clarence, that your Saints are a 5-point dog on the road in the playoffs against Case Keenum?
No, it actually does not surprise me because of Minnesota's defense, and we're going to their house. You know, when they say when you play at home, they give you like 3 points.
Three.
So I'm not surprised at all.
Clarence, let me ask you this before we let you go. Let me ask you real quick. As a Saints fan, we covered this one when we were talking about the Astros too, but at what point is the season a success for you? Do you have to get to the NFC Championship game? Do you have to get to the Super Bowl? Or even if you lose, are you pleased in saying, hey, no one saw us being here right now and it was a good year?
I would have to say I am extremely happy and proud for him because after two 79 seasons, you have to say that, hey, we didn't see ourselves getting into the playoffs. The defense was atrocious the past 3 years. I mean, you have to be happy. I know everyone's going to be a little sad if they lose between now and the Super Bowl or at the Super Bowl. But, hey, you got to call this a successful season. It's not like you're the New England Patriots and you expect to be there every year. You have to call this a successful season. I mean, that's how I see it.
Yeah, and not only that, Clarence, but you have something to look forward to because I appreciate the call, Clarence, as always. But you have something to look forward to. You're probably going to have the rookie of the year on both sides of the ball.
It's a good call.
Offense and defensive rookie of the year are both going to come from the Saints.
And Kamara,
And if they don't, probably runner-up on one or both. So, I mean, congrats, Saints fan. You got everything going for you. Breeze isn't – he's not – it doesn't look like he's slowing down much.
Deshaun Watson's not going to win it?
What?
I was going to ask Clarence if he's joining the challenge. I was just going to ask him. I think it's a fair – I just thought because he's such a big fan of the show.
What do you mean big fan? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh,
big
fan? I didn't take it like that. I didn't take it there.
Why has he got to be a big fan, Joel?
I don't see why he wouldn't join the challenge. He works out at his work gym, he says.
Maybe he doesn't feel like he needs to.
When he's not walking the dog in the car.
The dog ass, right?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned right here, ESPN 97.5. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're not the fourth quarter yet. That's what we do it in the Big Red House in Madison, Wisconsin. We do it here, too.
The Big Red House!
See how I did that for you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As we jump around, and we're having a good day, happy that everybody's happy that I'm on fire today.
I figured that would make you feel good.
I'll just bring the coffee later from now on.
No.
You don't like it because I could talk like an auctioneer if I really had to, but I don't really want to because you and Nick would be there and then you wouldn't get a word in edgewise.
So we got these texts. Steelers fan Juan said, I'm Mexican and I love this show. And I was like, why did he tweet that? But then that reminded me because of the Red House commercial and they love the Hispanics.
Yep.
Let's change the name of the – this is a really good idea.
Okay.
Let's change the name of the Toyota Center to the Red House. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, at the Red House where white people and black people play basketball.
Don't forget the big Asian that used and Joe Chi.
That's true. Somebody wanted to know about the weight loss program. Is it greatest amount of weight loss or percent? It'll be percent. And I think there's even categories less than 200 or whatever. It'll be in the packet.
But also remember the fact that you put the disclaimer yesterday, which is some of the prizes will determine who wins.
What?
Like the championship belt. That's going to be our...
We're going to give a belt
people's
away. Yes, but that's
people's
our discretion.
The people's champ and the people are us.
That's correct. Okay. Just got a text message regarding weigh-ins. This is John L. texting the show. Mm-hmm. Should I be weighing in at Houston Family Nutrition? Yes, you should. 900 Lovett is the location. Get on out to Houston Family Nutrition. Mo's got a meal plan he'll give you while you're out there weighing in, and tons of other services you can take advantage of.
You can do it here
to
too.
Help you lose weight. Yes, you can also do it here.
5353 Alabama.
And at the World Gym on 229 Dallin and 3970 Dallin in Beaumont. So those are all your weigh-in locations we have right now. Somebody suggested that they don't score garbage time buckets in the Red House. That is taken off. I really like that we are on board with the Red House.
Dilly.
I know you hate it. Oh, did you know what? You mentioned Damian Lillard's rap career. Did you remember what his rap name is? You brought it up.
Yeah, I did, but I couldn't remember.
Dame Dalla is what they texted that his rap name is. Dame Dalla, which is pretty dumb.
Yeah,
it's not a good rap
name. It wasn't D-Lame.
No. I'm leaving on a cruise Saturday to Progreso in Cozumel, and you best believe I'll have the app with me listening to The Usual Suspects.
That's what I
we
like.
Love you. We love yes. you very much. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman's being grumpy today.
Uh-oh.
He said, someone please tell Dave South, please call him and cheer him up. He could put an insomniac to sleep. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever listened to him call a game?
Don't worry. Yeah, accuracy is optional.
Details are
accuracy
also,
and details are optional.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll be like, he throws to the man, touchdown. It's like, what man? What man?
And
what?
Lately, by the way, on the Aggie report.
I haven't. Yeah, he's been pretty depressed.
They're like 3 days old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Aggies are playing another game against another team. And he's like, this is Dave South with the update as the Aggies went into double overtime and won by 16. No, Dave, they lost last night by 4.
Nice.
Come on, man. What else you got to do?
Somebody texted that they didn't put a name on it. They didn't put no respect on their text. But it says, just weighed in, 241.8 pounds. My goal is to get under 200. That's what I'm talking
about. Good
luck,
Nick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nick?
Oh, that would
not that big.
That'd be
yet.
Badass. 41 pounds lost? Hell yeah.
That'd be great, yeah.
Now, here's Barry. Here's a All tricky right. one that you can take from Tyler.
Okay.
He tweeted us and said, I know you said you posted it, but I can't find it. What's the email we send our weigh-in video to?
Not happening, bro.
There you go.
We got slapped on the hand by our marketing department. They said, nope, we have to make it official. People are cheaters. Not saying you are, but people will cheat, set their scales back. So they said, no videos. You have to go to one of the locations to weigh in. So 5353 West Alabama, 900 Lovett, or either of the World Gym in Beaumont on Dallin Street or Dallin Road. So you got to do that. So there you go. Sorry, Tyler.
I just want to make sure we corrected that.
Sorry, Tyler.
God. So,
okay, here's
Yo Adrian, by the way, just tweeted us.
We got to test for PEDs.
You guys are
too much? We got to test for PEDs. Because someone can, like, take substances to make them lose weight faster.
But PEDs actually would make you gain weight.
Yeah, but there's got to be substances that actually make you lose weight.
Like if you were taking a bunch of, is it ephedrine? What is the stuff that was in, what was that?
Andro?
No, there was a, what was that? Like, there was a pill that used to could take that they advertised all the time. Then people started having heart attacks and dying.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what
So we'll have to have Joel watch you pee and make sure everybody...
No, that's not going to happen. You know, you'll have to pay attention.
Why are you allowing some weird sexual fantasy to leak out onto the air that you want to watch watch me pee? Why are you bringing that up now?
You want to watch Barry pee?
That's so weird,
He says
Nick.
You do.
I'm talking to you, Nick.
Oh, I thought you said Joel wanted to watch you pee.
No, you're like, you want to watch... Joel wants to watch you pee, and I want to watch that too. What?
You're Barry, weird. What the heck was the name...
I don't remember. Because
everybody used it, and it's supposed to also give you, like, anxiety if you take too much of it. But it was at all the GNCs and everything.
Yeah, I'm Googling weight loss pill killing people.
That's probably going to pop it up, too.
That's what I'm Googling. 2055 deadly diet trends. I don't know. I'll find it. It's. I just wish I could.
It's not ephedrine, is it?
That's what I said. Ephedrine was the is what was in it.
Some again,
hydroxycut.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
hydroxycut.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yes, and what is this DNP burner? But yeah, there's a lot of
hydroxycut was what I was thinking of.
Yeah, me too. That's when I was mentioning it. That's what I was thinking of as a PED for losing weight. Somebody has a Packers question for you. I hear the music, so we'll get back on track on time, and I'll ask you at 3 o'clock. But they basically just want your opinion on. The new hires.
Okay. Yo, Adrian, by the way, giving us a little help in our traffic department, trumping traffic me, Mike. He said he just passed University on 59. Freeway is fine, but the University exit and the frontage road is closed. So that's your traffic for the day. Now, just look at me. I'm Jennifer Reyna. All right, we'll be back with more. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.